So when you guys get home, I wonder if you're going to tell your servants in your house to sit down and eat with you or tell them to fix your dinner, right? There are sometimes when Jesus speaks it, I just have no context for what he's talking about. In the sense of that I have no idea what I would do if I had servants. I probably wouldn't tell them to sit down and eat. I would probably tell them, hey, fix dinner. This is what I'll be. Tell me when dinner's ready and I'll come down and eat. But it's just not my reality. It's not my reality. It makes me wonder, because Jesus is addressing the apostles, that inner group of 12. And so that, it doesn't say he's talking to his disciples, it doesn't say he's talking to the scribes and Pharisees, he's talking to the apostles. Clearly he has given them tasks to do, and it seemingly he's addressing an issue that's forming amongst the 12. As they are doing the tasks that are being asked of them, in which they are comparing or jockeying for position or starting to take pride in the tasks that are being asked of them. I would summarize it in this way. We are asked to love, right? Love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love. If you love, is this extraordinary? You are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. Your very essence, your very being of who you are is meant to be love for others, to receive love and to give love and to impart this. So in some way, to do what you were created to do, do we need patted on the back for that? We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. When God invites us to do the good, do we take credit for that? Look, I did the good. You're made to do the good, right? Like your very essence, the very being of who you are is for the good. Congratulations on choosing to do what you were created to do. I don't like being told what to do. Too many older brothers and sisters. But the truth of the matter is that what the Lord asks us to do, it is good because it is good. And to do it is good because it is who you are. Again, the context to the apostles. I don't know what was happening in that group in this moment. Why did Jesus have to make this comment? There was, it's kind of like a the original come to Jesus meeting, right? We're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. What does that mean? Well, it's clearly here. Jesus called his 12 together. It's like, all right, it's a come to me meeting. Everybody, come to me. But seemingly he's trying to end something that is starting to take root amongst them about the work that's being asked of them. And I guess, my brothers and sisters, is the invitation to recognize that what the Lord asks of us is completely coherent and corresponding to who we are created to be. So receive it, do it, choose it, enter into it, pour your life into doing the good that you were created to do. And rejoice in the freedom that God gives you, and the wisdom and understanding and the knowledge for the good that you are being invited to do. At the end of the day, thank you, Lord, Thank you for telling me or inviting me or, invitation and explaining to me who I was, who I am, who I have always been. Thank you for giving me the invitation to enter into that, into the freedom to do that and respond in this way. Gratitude, thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for revealing myself to me and encouraging me to be who I've always been created to be. I guess in that, that's kind of the humility that we are to have in this, that we are who we are, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wisdom and freedom. Thank you for the invitation that I might say yes. Amen.